This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Stotbell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Stotbell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Stotbell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Stotbell.
Like already too depressing this week of intense Robert Stotbell Show stories, because Super Don doesn't hold back, not even for the holidays. Super Don to the rescue. He says, no, we're going to lighten it up and brighten it up as we begin the show today, Super D. You are the man. Happy birthday still. It's the 50th anniversary of little baby Super Don coming onto planet Earth.
Yay.
And, you know, it's like, you find a way to bring us back to the bright side, don't you? I mean, you get bummed out reviewing all the stories that you do, I know.
Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on out there, always. But, you know, it's all about what you focus on, right? You know, you got to have some balance. And, we are actually starting today off with some positive, I think, a positive story that shows that, even though there's crazy stuff going on there and vaccines and censorship and political strife and blah, 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 that there are ways to get out of that.
Too. We can change our attitude, can't we? I mean, we could reframe reality. Co-creation that we do, I guess not everybody perceives in that concept of co-creation of reality, but we can reframe how we perceive things. If you're, bummed out because there's a lot of stuff going on, something's gone wrong, the question is, how capable are you? How adept are you at going, I'm going to look at that bright side. There's something in there, the proverbial, yes, you're in a room full of manure, there's a pony in here somewhere. That kind of, I'm really looking on the bright side. It smells in here, but there's a pony somewhere. And the headline reads off of Medical Express, looking on the bright side may reduce anxiety. And this is, that seems to be a rather obvious statement, I would think, right? Except there's a nuanced perspective to this presentation, especially when money is tight. And, of course, that's probably when you need to find a way to look on the bright side more than any other time. You're like, I don't know where we're going to eat. I don't know if we're going to, there's a major economic stress that happens, and a lot of people have been through it. I've been through it. Comes and goes, And so looking on the bright side there, right? Reframing the bait. Now, what's interesting about this, through the American Psychological Association, they published this research. It delineated the socioeconomic status of the respondents to determine who was more successful at reframing their reality, reframing a situation, because, of course, they're anxious. Maybe even depression could be there, short-term and long-term. This came out of Northwestern University. And, it brings up the issue of social inequality. Of course, the haves and the have-nots. We can get into, oh my gosh, the workers and the this and that, and the rich people get richer, the poor people get poorer. But I don't want to overemphasize nor underemphasize. I realize there's something to those things. But we can also get lost in economics as the only aspect of life itself, right? How wealthy are you? How much stuff can you accumulate, right? And, of course, we recognize those who are rich don't necessarily abandon their problems. They bring their problems with them, and sometimes they seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The question of who could be more successful, who is more successful in the capacity to reframe their reality in the face of anxiety. Anxiousness that maybe some rich people don't know regarding, am I going to have enough food? Right? Can I buy the food to go? Follow me here? And so what this study shows is that people who are dealing with money issues are more adept. Maybe they'll say buy because it's necessary to become so. But however, they're more adept at reframing their reality to become, well, find a bright side in any situation. In other words, the more money you have, and they said that the trigger was $35,000 a year. If you were $20,000 or under, $35,000, then over, you know, and over $150,000 a year, U.S. How capable were you in this test, the psychological assessment, to look at something differently, to use psychological strategies to feel better about it, despite the situation not necessarily changing, but how you look at it? And Super, I don't know if you were surprised, as I was perhaps, but maybe it sort of makes sense that those who are on the poorer side of things actually are better at this. Just looking at
they
life
have more practice.
Yeah, I guess, right?
More experience, right?
Yeah.
Tested by fire, right?
Yeah. Cognitive reappraisal, they're calling it technically. Cognitive reappraisal. The situation doesn't change, but the way you look at it changes. Now, I remember being a poor, not too long after graduating college student, and you know, wanting to go organic when I met my mentor in homeopathic medicine teaching me, hey, you got to eat clean. I'm like, dude, that organic food's expensive. But when I switched over, I guess there was some cognitive reappraisal. I had to say, you know what? Gosh darn it, I'm worth it. It's a Stuart Spaulding moment or something. And I started, you know, buying only organic food. It was before I was growing food. And that, gosh darn it, at the end of the month, I had the same amount of money left over, sometimes even more. That I had made this the leap to say, you know what? What's more important to me is feeling well and doing the things that I now perceive to be the real and right and correct things to get myself well. So I valued something differently, and I found focused a lot of my energy on it, and I was just as well off or worse off, depending. In other words, I survived it. I changed my attitude about something. The anxiety was reduced because I found after month, it was like, well, I'm okay. I'm going to make it. And I don't know if that's an oversimplification, but just one small example in my own history of remembering when money was really tight and then I was asked to, hey, you really want to get well? You're going to have to eat food that's organic. And back then you couldn't get it at a Costco. There was no such thing as Costco. I don't know, Super Don, you probably had examples of this in your own life where you'd had to look on the bright side despite very tight economic conditions.
Of course.
Yes, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, and it does. It makes you appreciate things, you know, after you get through there. Through the situation, makes you appreciate things that maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you might take for granted. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I think that's.
I think
overall,
it's a great skill. Yes.
Absolutely.
You can carry it on into wealth too, because the people who are wealthy apparently they're more used to changing their conditions based on their use of money. Right? I can alter my physical conditions very quickly because I have the money to pay somebody to alter it. And so they rely less upon that creative imagination, that focus of attention that shifts, and they can still be miserable. How many people win the lottery? Just as miserable. How many rich people? Got the same problems, but bigger. Right? This is not me advocating for boredom. Right? That's not it. I'm just saying, you know, wherever you are, you got to find a way to get beyond economics to perceive reality a little bit differently. Because there's always something that can happen. It can happen when you're poor. It can happen when you're mid-level. It can happen when you're rich. So what do you do? Get a skill set that you can learn and apply as you maybe climb up what you perceive to be an economic ladder you want to climb. Or be a little bit better well off, shall I say. Because I am not opposed to you climbing the economic ladder. Okay, I want to climb it a little bit. I don't mind. Right? That's okay. But depression, could that be a limiting factor? And how impactful is it on your physical health? Another story here at Medical Express talks about depression and anxiety actually taking the same toll on your health, maybe a bigger toll on your health than smoking and obesity. Now, I've said this, Super Don, over the years that, you know, as I talk about how important it is to eat organic and non-GMO, you know, because some people say, well, I can create my own reality. I'm like, okay, go ahead, eat the garbage, all the garbage you want. Let's see how well that plays out over time. But that's not to discount the fact that if you are enjoying life so much, that you can overcome some detriment, some things that are not good for you, because you've, you know, you've heard the stories of people that smoke and drank and they lived to 90. Now you could say that's just genetics, or you could say, man, these people had a simple joy in life and stuff didn't affect them the same way it affected everybody else. This isn't me giving, hey, Robert Scott Bell gave me a permission slip to smoke and drink. As he says, all you got to do is be happy about it. I'm just recognizing that there are other factors and emotional factors, outlook factors, changing the way you perceive reality, right? Attitude shifts can impact the way negative things even impact you in terms of smoking, drinking, obesity, etc. It's a nuanced argument. Perhaps I'm making, maybe I'm not making it well, but I found this article fascinating, talking about risk factors for different diseases. Talk about heart disease, high blood pressure, arthritis, headaches, back pain, and stomach upset. All of those things are greatly impacted by depression and anxiety, more so than they even said cancer. Cancer, they said, it wasn't real clear. We don't think that plays as big a role in cancer. Okay, so if you're bummed out, you're more likely to suffer from heart disease, depression, arthritis, headaches, etc., back pain. Whereas cancer is a down-the-road thing. I think that happens perhaps when you eat the wrong things. Even if you're happy about it, over time, if you're here long enough, it can manifest as a more brutal, devastating, degenerative, life-ending disease. Not that heart attacks can't end your life, but it seems that the anxiety, depression aspect is more likely to create the heart disease scenarios than the cancer scenarios. I don't know. I found these two articles very fascinating and somewhat linked.
Okay, yeah, and I see the parallels well. And, you know, there's even a third story that didn't make it in here, because I couldn't find it, but I read it earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Where it was talking about, you know, people that get like the 23andMe, you know, right, the genetic result, and it said where it says, you know, oh, you have this gene, and so you're at a higher risk for this or that. Mm-hmm. They actually have discovered that just getting the test results, right, saying that you are at risk for something, will alter your physiology and make you more susceptible to what it is it says you're at risk for.
Right. Yeah, I'd ask the people that do those 23andMe's, it's like, if you found out X, Y, and Z that you're more likely to whatever, is it going to change your behavior in any way? No, I just want to know. Well, of course, you know it's going to change your physiology. I'm not a big fan of those things personally. By the way, the article here that we're referring to it focuses on treatment. So see, we should treat mental health issues. We could prevent heart disease, da, da, da. But of course, how do they mean to treat it? Psychiatric medicines, right? Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil. No, that's no way to go through life. We would look to say, hey, how about some CBD, right? How about some sunshine? How about some exercise? How about eating clean organic food and enjoying it? Find a way to enjoy and appreciate food like I think I do. I just had the most amazing potato leek soup my wife made before going on the air today. Just happy belly time. All right, back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me.
Makes me smile just hearing that song. Remember when we were kids, Super Don, Laverne and Shirley?
Absolutely.
The silly two ladies together, spinoff of Happy Days, and Laverne coming in with her like Brooklyn, Bronx, whatever accent, a New York accent. I mean, she was very authentic and funny. And just, you know, acknowledging her passing yesterday. We didn't get to do that on the air. 75 years of age, Penny Marshall. That's our primary memories are of her and Laverne and Shirley. And I'm sure it's like on, I don't know, one of those old-timey channels that play those old shows.
The old-timey channels?
I don't know.
Nick
called.
At Night or something. Yeah, whatever. TV Land. Yeah.
But I just remember laughing. Very funny show.
Totally.
Lenny and Squiggy and all that. And,
yes.
Her brother, was it Marshall? Frank? What was his name?
Gary Marshall,
Gary
I think,
Marshall,
or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so that really did a lot of those shows way back when. But she died at 75. According to the articles, they're saying she died of complications from diabetes, 75 years of age. 9 or 10 years earlier, she had suffered from brain and, was it lung cancer? I don't know if she was a smoker or not.
Yeah.
But I'll say that, you know, she must have been doing something right to survive the brain and lung cancer, because I don't know about her treatment. I never looked into it. Did she go oncological classic medicine, if you will, standard medicine? And if she did, she survived it 9-10 years. That's far superseding most. So may have been her outlook on life. She was a very funny lady. She did the movie Big with Tom Hanks. Remember that one?
She was actually in it?
No, she was the director.
The director, yeah. And then I think the other one, wasn't it the A League of Their Own?
Yeah,
I think
those
she directed.
Two biggest ones she did, as well as Awakenings.
Yeah.
But I make a point of bringing this up because if she really died of diabetes complications, my gosh, she survived some cancers and she died of diabetes complications.
Right.
Here's a classic case of someone, we're talking about wealth issues. I don't think she wanted for money. She probably was doing very, very well with her success in Hollywood. Yet I've also said that the most dangerous thing you can have is really good medical insurance. Now, in this case, all of the money she had applied in modern medicine, most likely, didn't save her from complications from diabetes, didn't reverse her diabetes at all, either. And here we are talking to people not necessarily as wealthy as Laverne and Shirley, Penny Marshall. Cindy Williams was the other one. And we can do, at fractions of a penny on their economic dollar, what they can't do with all the money in the world, all the greatest insurance that they want to throw at it, all the medical interventions, all the drugs. And I think about that. I know, because there are struggles. People out there, I've struggled. You Superdome struggled. We've been in and out of these things. And, you know, there may be very well-off listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't have economic envy. I don't play that game. But I recognize that efficiency, there's something called the law of economy. And I believe we're given everything we need to get through anything. And that includes, of course, our need to be, if I can perceive it that way, open to gifts of the creation, of the Creator, that we might not see when we hold a poverty consciousness, if you will. And I don't mean just about money. I mean about anything. What if somebody is just sitting there and waiting to give you a gift that would result in your healing? And it might not have anything to do with money. It might just be an insight. And you're holding this thought form of, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, which is really saying, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. Now, what I'm saying here does not agree or disagree with what's in your bank account or if you've been a bank account at all. That's not my point. It's an energy thing. Spirit is not limited by your bank account. Spirit is limited by your belief system. Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, whatever you want to call it, the Logos, I don't care what you call it. I don't think Spirit cares what you call it, right? It's got better things to do. But the limiting factor in life is your belief system. Worthiness as a starting point, the permission to heal as a starting point, is not coming from outside of you, but within you. And so as we look at Laverne and Shirley, I don't know how we got into this topic. I guess it started economics and depression and anxiety and disease and health. All the money in the world is not going to solve the problems that you have. Having it, fine. Not arguing against it. But the reality is the energy that money can be manifested as, but the energy that you allow to flow through you, the gifts of creation, and that includes the gifts of healing, it could be the gifts of economics, whatever, based upon your belief system. That's the starting point. You are the conduit, and you can also be the block that prevents that which is trying to give you the greatest gift you've ever desired, or even more. I think that's a good message for the holiday season, Super Don, right? That's not a bummed out, depressed message.
I like it.
You like that one?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we can go negative next segment?
Let's go for it. Yay!
No, we won't.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News. Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill that would head off a partial shutdown of the federal government at week's end. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby hopes Congress learns something from this.
I think we've got to work together and put the country first, always. I've said that many, many times. And if we do this, things work out.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is expressing regret about the state of American politics. In his farewell address at the Library of Congress, Ryan said disagreement often gives way to outright distrust. Ryan did not run for re-election in Wisconsin, and his future plans are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, thinking super, Don, about these series of articles that we're about to cover, going into issues like abuse, freedom of speech, civil rights, online stuff unique to the most recent history in our human experience. And I was thinking, you know, there's one sure way to avoid abuse. There's one sure way to avoid abuse in this life. And I don't know if you've thought about this, Super Don. Like, think about, you know, how do we avoid abuse in this lifetime? Mm. Don't come to planet Earth.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
You had one job.
Right? Yeah. Like, you come to planet Earth, there's going to be stuff that happens you're not going to like. And you got to find a way to make peace with that. That doesn't mean you have to, you know,
love it.
Like, oh, I love abuse. That's not the point. But there is... This is the part of creation where some of the harshest experiences occur. This planet. Now, that doesn't mean, oh, I hate planet Earth. Robert Kennedy hates planet Earth. He shouldn't be, you know what, we shouldn't come here. No, that's not what I'm saying. Look, the experiences I had growing up, being abused, if you will, by the medical profession, not intentionally, because I don't believe, hey, here comes little Robert Scotty Bell, let's abuse him. But by definition, drugs abuse your body because they're toxic. Think about it. You don't avoid that. Eventually, you go through that. Now, are you destroyed by it or made better from it? And I try to look on the bright side, right? This is the hour to look on the bright side, Super Don. You got to find the bright side. And I look at the, okay, here, let's talk about abuse. We will not name names here, but there are, you know, friends in the healing realm that don't have the best bedside manner, right? They'll speak out very vociferously about what they believe, and they don't hold back. Uh-huh. And some people that, you know, are easily offended, they're like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to put up with this, right? And I'm like, that's fine. You don't have to. But if you perceive that the information that is behind that facade, if you will, of maybe not a good bedside manner, rudeness or whatever, if you perceive the information as valuable enough, will you be willing to, do you have to, I don't know, I'm not answering this for you, subject yourself to the perceived or actual abuse to get it? Now, in the case of my good friend, dearly departed, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, he was very open about his story of how he learned from Dr. William Donald Kelly and the abuse he withstood, because this man was abusive, very angry, ill-tempered, foul-mouthed. And I had a mentor. I don't often mention his name. I won't do it now. But in homeopathy that I studied with for over 10 years, very abusive, very angry, would fly off the handle at any moment. And I could have, at any point in time, Super Don, walked away and go, it's just not worth it. I don't need to put up with this, right? But what I saw past that was, holy tamale, there is something so valuable here, first and foremost for me, for my health and my recovery. But then as I began to see, my gosh, my fellow Americans, my fellow human beings on planet Earth, they don't know this. They need to know how to heal. I want to help them, but I need to help myself. So I withstood things that people came and went into that guy's life. Disgusted and angry. Thought, boy, I hate that guy. He's awful, right? Yet I couldn't argue with his results in bringing healing to those who really were sincere in seeking his help. They were willing to put up with the garbage to get it. Now, I'm not advocating that you should be abusive or you should be abused. I don't want you to take it this the wrong way. But there is a point where all of us, each of us may have a point to decide, how much are we willing to go through to get what we say we want? So the question is valid. If you come to me for help, and you've heard me talk to people, Super Don, where I tell they are not sincerely interested in hearing what I have to say. They just want to hear themselves talk, maybe being given a magic pill, but it's like a drain on energy. And I don't agree that I have to sacrifice myself for people that are not truly interested in healing. Doesn't mean I'm not compassionate. But some people say, well, you're not very compassionate. Well, no, I don't think you need to destroy yourself in order to help someone else. I don't believe that's the way it necessarily works. So if we look at the abuse factor, and now you know, slide into a different topic of abuse, it's online on the Twitterverse. There's a study that says women are being abused every 30 seconds on Twitter. Women are being abused every 30 seconds on Twitter. I don't know. I'm not a woman. Last time I looked, nope, not a woman.
No? Okay.
Super Don, no, I don't think so. You got a deep voice. But anything's possible nowadays, they tell us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But what about men? What about anybody on Twitter? I mean, isn't everybody subject and ripe for abuse in the online world? I don't know. Is it more with women? Then they start picking apart and they say African-American women even more abused? I don't know. I don't know what to make of this, Super Don. Because you go on that completely voluntarily. It's not a place where you're required to go yet, I think. And you engage and say stuff just like I did today with a meme, and it looks like somebody was saying something nasty about what I posted. I know. I had the opportunity.
Were you abused?
Sometimes I just ignore it. Sometimes you can delete it. Yeah. Sometimes I engage because I sense there's something more behind it. I just don't know. I don't think this is real abuse. And I'm going to get in trouble for this.
It's an interesting, it's a sign of the times, I think, that, you know, it used to be. At one, you know, I now that I'm old, I can go back in my day.
Right, Laverne and Shirley.
You know, if somebody you were going to get abused, somebody would do it to your face, right? You know, but in today's world, everything is in technology. Everything's online. Everything's on the internet, and so you've got this weird
Artificial reality, yeah.
It is. You know what? That's a good way to describe it, yeah.
And then, it's hate speech. Hate speech. Hate. What is hate speech? Right? Speech is speech. You can dislike it, but the First Amendment, at least in these United States, was written not to grant you a right, but to protect rights by virtue of your birth that was given to you by a creator. Now, the First Amendment wasn't there to protect airy-fairy, lovey-dovey speech. It was there to protect the speech you were going to be offended by. Right. And so I have to ask the question, is this the snowflake generation of women? I'm not arguing that we should abuse anybody, online or offline.
Ooh, that's a landmine you're tap dancing on there.
No,
Mr. Bell, you put
anything out on the internet, you are subject to being pilloried by a bunch of idiots that don't like you.
There are exceptions, I think, where, you know, we're talking about Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
At one time when Twitter first, you know, was fairly new, it was more about, look at the picture of my dog, you know, or look, I just had a baby, or I just got married, or, you know, whatever. But, listen, unless you've been living in a cave, Twitter is like a boxing ring, and you can't tell me that if you step into a boxing ring and somebody punches you, you can go, I'm being abused. No, right. You stepped into the boxing ring, and quite often on Twitter, listen, if you go out on Twitter and said, hey, everybody, have a nice day, you're probably not going to have people that are going to abuse you. But if you get out there and say, Donald Trump is a blank blank, then you're going to have people, or you're going to say, take away people, you know, gun control or abortion or whatever. You know, if you're going to engage in polarized, you know, conversations.
You know, Super Don, you know, on social media, if you say have a nice day, somebody's going to respond. Don't tell me what to do.
It's not day here. It's nighttime. What's wrong with you? You're dumb.
That's it. It's like it's a snarky place for souls to just let that side of themselves out.
Yes.
So don't go in and go, oh, you can't.
But
you largely
have control of a lot of that stuff. And
you can delete it
and
shut it down.
And you can shut things down, yeah.
The point is it's not a place you have to be either. Now, I'm not arguing for abuse. That is not what I'm saying. Don't say, Robert Scott Bell's arguing for abuse of women on Facebook. No. And by the way, Sheryl Sandberg, of COO of Facebook, says the company needs to do more to protect the civil rights of users. Civil rights? Really? Facebook is now a civil rights issue. Again, it's an artificial construct. It's an artificial reality. AI, whatever's going on in there. And I'm like, where does civil rights come into play here? Obviously, it's not a level playing field. They're pushing back against us. Well, those of us who ask questions or have a very strong opinion based on even on science, much less experience, about vaccines being not so good, right? You know, these players are playing on our, if we call them, civil rights. So it's not about civil rights. It's often about a leftist agenda that needs to be propping up official stories of those that are into collectivism, socialism, and hate speech plays into that as well. Stopping hate speech is just another way of saying, we don't like what you're saying, we're just going to call it hate speech, right? Because if we say vaccines are dangerous and can kill you, even if it's factually correct, they'll say, well, that's hate speech against, children who can't get vaccinated. I mean, they can make up anything and then ban you like Pinterest did. The NBIC was banned, Sayer G was banned. So I don't know about the civil rights online. You agree to the terms of use, even if you don't like it on the social media. I'm not real thrilled about which way it's going. But I don't know. But then again, they're so worried about abuse of women. How about the rights, the civil rights of women? How about this woman chiropractor in Canada we talked about some weeks, maybe a month or two ago, who actually posted in the social media platforms about her views on vaccination? She's a chiropractor. What do you think she's going to say? Yay, vaccinations. If you have the heart of innate intelligence on your mind and you understand vital force like they do, vital force teachings in chiropractic, you'd never be for vaccination. Yet because she's posted on it, now they suspended her license in Canada, and she's going up for what kind of review? A competency hearing. Is she competent to be a doctor of chiropractic? Dude, if you don't speak out against vaccines, you're not competent to be a chiropractor. But they're abusing this woman's rights of freedom of speech in Canada.
Since when does having an opinion as a chiropractor on vaccines somehow question your competency to be a chiropractor? You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. other than the fact that this, I think this board, you know, is obviously made up of people that are kind of pseudo chiropractors.
Yeah,
because,
right.
You know, a chiropractor true to their you know, the meaning of the word and the right. The curriculum. Is not going to be somebody who's going to jump out in favor of vaccines right off the bat.
Sure, but then again, the corruption of chiropractic education, because of the Flexner Report of 1910, even after Wilk versus AMA, they won in at the Supreme Court level, the collusion against them, they've been gobbled up. The majority of chiropractic colleges in North America require vaccinations for entry. If that doesn't just destroy the whole integrity of the Palmers to begin with. And the whole basis for chiropractic. Isn't that interesting? But where is the outrage about the violation of this woman's civil rights, if you will?
Exactly.
Rights.
Listen, if you look up the definition of civil rights, it says the right of citizens to political and social freedom and equality. Well, what about her social freedom and equality?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And I get it if they can ban you from social media. That's not the same as what they want to do, ban her from practicing her profession.
Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, but it's true.
You can't ban her, but then talk about other people's civil rights on Facebook.
Yeah.
Come on.
True that, Super Don. Also, remember the, I guess, the concept of licensure puts doctors under the auspices of dunderheaded board members, like we see at the Nova Scotia Board for Chiropractic. We'll see how they rule next week, because it's apparently going to be next week. And we'll follow up on it. Hey, Santa Shots, coming up next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, we're definitely talking energy here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Today and every day, but sometimes it's more overt than other days. And I just saw this comment for those of you watching on YouTube. By the way, thanks for all y'all listening on radio through GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. We're also heard and archived at GCN very quickly after the show, and then at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio a couple of days later, and, well, YouTube. While we're still there. And some of the segments Superdon puts up at Brighteon over there with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I would encourage you, please, share actually the first hour of Sunday's show, which is up there as a video. Superdon edited it down to hit the key points on the play. Where is this going in terms of mandatory vaccination? How are they going to get you to comply even though you don't want to? By tying it into your ability to drive and travel and have an ID. Maybe even voting eventually. We'll see where it goes. But I just saw this comment from Diane on the YouTube chat room. She got one of the new Echo machines from Synergy Science that contains the programmable device that allows you to put frequencies in via an app on your phone or through your computer. And this is the story. This is great. She says she programmed the energy or frequencies for the spleen. Because her sister's platelets are extremely low. And within 1 week of the program, drinking the Echo water with the frequency in it for the spleen, no medicinal claims, just frequency for the spleen, her platelets jumped to 81,000. I mean, these are the stories y'all are going to be hearing. I haven't even started sharing half a fraction of those stories. I'm so excited. Y'all get on there. Go to SynergyScience.com. Go to the water, robertswater.com. You're going to want to plug into this. You will have a complete remedy kit without leaving your house from now on through programming the device. Anyway, I'll leave that aside for the moment. And we'll do a Christmas story now? Superdon, is it time for a Santa story?
I guess that technically it is a Christmas story. Yes, okay. It's kind of an odd Christmas story.
It's that time of the year, though.
It is.
Yes, breaking news off of the Science Post. Santa delivering presents only to vaccinated children.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? How dare you think, Santa, that you would ever be able to deliver presents to non-vaccinated children for for you might die of something.
Whoa, wait a second.
Wait a second.
What?
You read through this, and some of the comments on her are rather intriguing. They're not all Skepduck inspired. Some of them acknowledge that, my gosh, if Santa visits some of those kids who recently had the MMR vaccine, could be shedding some of the measles virus, and actually that could put Santa at risk, because Santa is a little bit overweight, maybe obese, eating too many cookies, immunosuppressed.
He could have a compromised immune system. We don't know.
Right.
We haven't been given Santa's last physical results.
Nope. And got to remember, a lot of these outbreaks we're seeing are happening in fully vaccinated children because they're spreading, shedding. Santa, be careful. If the milk is not raw and real, and if the cookies are not organic and non-GMO, you could be compromising your immune system and be exposed to children who have just gotten vaccinated, and you could succumb to their so-called preventable diseases.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting to see that. Any other comments you noticed there?
Well, just if you know, if you want to see the article, head on over to robertscottbell.com in the show notes. And like I said, this website, The Science Post, what this is a website that was put together by somebody who is a true believer in scientism, right?
Yes.
And likes to put out these kind of, you know, snarky, sarcastic, phony news stories that are poking fun at people who are against vaccination and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a tongue-in-cheek type thing that he put together here about how Santa is getting older and we can't have him exposed to all kinds of disease, especially this time of year.
Right.
And so he was only going to apparently deliver presents to kids that are vaccinated. And it was confirmed, apparently, the Science Post said, that children who cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons will still be getting gifts delivered. So, you know, obviously this is written from the perspective of somebody who is pro-vaccine.
Yeah.
But the best part of it is the comments that a bunch of people jumped in there and kind of took over the comments section. Ultimately, this guy put out an article, got a lot of traffic. Good on him. Good, marketing ploy here.
What was this one? One comment there was funny. Poor things. The imaginary man is giving them imaginary immunity, and they're all getting random stocking stuffers that include everything from ear infections, eczema, rashes, fevers, all the way up to narcolepsy and encephalitis.
There you go.
Thanks for skipping our house, Santa. That was from, obviously, someone who is awakened to the dangers of vaccination.
Yes.
Right. All right. Leave Santa alone. What do you ever do to you? He's pretend. Oh, I didn't mean if there are any kids listening. No, he's real. Well, your imagination is real, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.